Here with me in this interview is Bobby Rahal, Rahal Letterman Racing. And Bobby, we're here at the last race of the season about to come up. Can you tell us a little bit just your thoughts on the conversion to ethanol? This is the conversion year where we're at 10%. What has that meant for teams like yours that are racing these high performance vehicles?
Well, really, I mean, I don't know if we've noticed the difference, you know. I mean, the fuel is has not, you know, diminished the performance of the cars by any means. So, you know, and there's been the reliability of the engines. It's been very good. So it hasn't had a negative effect whatsoever. And I think it's all been a plus, frankly.
Well, you do have, like you said, the new engines, and they do seem, everything I've heard, very reliable, running very well. I guess ethanol, team ethanol, would love to think that the fuel's helping a little bit with that, too.
Well, I would love to if we were the only ones with it, but I think everybody in the pit area here has been, you know, happy with the introduction of it this year, and of course next year it goes 100%, so I don't think anybody has any qualms or concerns about that either. I think it's been done very well this year, the transition. You know, frankly, as I said, I think it's just it's great for the IRL to have been the leader, you know, in introducing, you know, ethanol into motorsport like it has, and to really take the lead on this. So I think it's all just a huge plus for everybody, and as I say, the performance of the cars and the engines has not suffered in the least.
Well, and I know that the ethanol industry is a sponsor and a supporter of your team.
Right.
What's it been like to work with the ethanol industry as we've made this conversion?
Well, it's been great because they, obviously they believe in the whole premise, the idea that, you know, we can reduce our dependence on imported oil, and that we can, you know, it's cleaner burning. I mean, you name it, it's just better. And the fact that we have such tremendous natural resource in this country to fulfill a lot of the need, there's still lots of challenges, as we all know. But I think that it's making a lot of headway in a very short period of time, and you know, the racing program's just been sort of the tip of that iceberg.
Well, they've got an old 1920s car that's, I think, on permanent display over here that ran on ethanol back then,
right.
and we've got the your 17 car,
right,
show car sitting next to that. A major contrast in timing, but obviously what you guys are doing is showing the performance aspect of this fuel.
Well, I think very much so. I mean, that's why I said, you know, the performance of the engines and the cars, the speeds, everything's really not been affected negatively by it by any means. And I think the signal that it sends is very important as well. So I think it's been one of those win-win situations.
Well, you've got a young driver who is going to be out here in his last race of the season. Did great in practice today. Any thoughts you might offer on how the number 17 car is doing this weekend?
Well, Jeff Simmons is doing a very good job. You know, he had a rough start, and you know, we believe in Jeff, and I think he's just gotten better as the year has progressed. He's running very well here right now. We look forward to the race. I think he's going to be competitive. I think he's been very competitive, and he's just done a great job for us, and I think for ethanol. I mean, he's been a great, not only on the track but off the track, a great ambassador.
Hey, you've had a great team out there this year, and they're all competing still here in this last race. Any other thoughts you might offer as we look to the new season coming up, where we're going to be on this 100% homegrown fuel?
Well, you know, for us, this hasn't been one of our more successful years, and we're committed to doing what it takes to, we're going to work hard in the off season to really gain that. Really, it's only about a tenth of a second per lap, but to gain it. So that come next year, Jeff, the ethanol car or other cars are running up front where they belong.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. That's Bobby Rahal with Rahal Letterman Racing. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.